Thank you and good morning. Eureka police arrested two people at the C Street Market Square yesterday afternoon after responding to a report that a man was swinging a club at a woman. Officers arrived on scene and saw 41-year-old Brian Bickerstaff wielding a club-like object and screaming at a nearby woman who was screaming back at him. Bickerstaff told police that a second man at the scene was armed with a handgun that turned out to be false. Other officers then contacted the woman, 32-year-old Jade Earl, who became increasingly agitated and was eventually arrested and booked into county jail for resisting arrest and drug possession. Bickerstaff was arrested and booked as well. No firearm was found at the scene. A fire at an 8th Street apartment in Eureka early yesterday morning displaced the residents and caused about $5,000 in damage. Fire units responded to the scene in the 800 block of 8th Street and found smoke coming from the second story. The fire was found in the apartment's kitchen, and all residents of the building were able to exit safely, as were three pets in the affected unit. The cause of the fire remains undetermined. The County Planning Department will host a scoping meeting on Friday from 2 until 5 p.m. at the Sequoia Conference Center in Eureka. The meeting will focus on the content of the environmental impact report that is currently being crafted and that would amend the county ordinance for the regulation of the marijuana industry. Attendees should be prepared to address the environmental impacts outlined in a notice issued in April, and the meeting will be followed by two workshops in June in which the Planning Department and the supervisors will review any proposed changes to the ordinance. To the north, the Del Norte County Sheriff's Office is asking for the public's help with information regarding a fire that destroyed several older buildings in Smith River early Saturday morning. Investigators looking into the cause of the fire would like anyone who was in the area between 1 a.m. and 4 a.m. Saturday to contact them with any information they may have related to the fire that destroyed the old Smith River Hotel building and others. Jordan Christmas has an update from the CHP.
As the investigation into last week's fatal hit-and-run pedestrian collision continues, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office released the identity of the victim on Tuesday afternoon. 49-year-old Ralph Pack Summers of McKinleyville was identified as the man who was struck and killed on Highway 101 north of the airport exit. One man has been arrested already for felony hit-and-run, and one of the vehicles involved has been recovered. CHP is still searching for a dark-colored pickup truck they believe was also involved in the hit-and-run.
Thank you, Jordan. An assembly bill that would have removed the sales tax on diapers and feminine hygiene products has died in committee. The bill's authors have now tried twice to get the measure passed into law. Last year, Governor Brown vetoed a similar measure, saying it would cost too much in tax revenue. And a similar tack was taken by lawmakers who voted against the bill on Monday. The plan was to replace lost revenue with increases in taxes on liquor sales. But lawmakers raised concerns about another tax increase, and it died in committee. Elsewhere, the State Division of Boating and Waterways has issued a warning to residents to exercise caution when visiting local rivers. With the weather warming up, the heavy snow that fell this winter is melting, and that has led to the rapid rise in rivers across the north coast. Cold, fast-moving rivers are dangerous to boaters and swimmers, and state officials warn that boating and swimming fatalities on rivers can double in years with this much winter precipitation. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. If there is one concern local officials share with state officials, it's the state of local roads and streets. That concern stretches to the city of Eureka as well, and the conditions of Eureka streets was a subject that City Manager Greg Sparks spent some time discussing on Talk Shop. Sparks said that the City Council is considering a quarter-cent sales tax increase to provide revenue for street repair and maintenance. He compared the city's burgeoning effort to the county's attempt to raise the sales tax at last year's election for road funding, a measure that failed handily.
Certainly our city council will give serious consideration to putting a quarter cent sales tax on the ballot in 2018. It's something we've been talking about. You had the countywide half cent sales tax that failed last fall, and I thought that failed for a number of reasons.
Adding another sales tax increase may be a tough sell in Eureka by next year. It currently stands at 8.5%, but Sparks said if voters approve the sales tax increase, it would make an impact.
If we do just a city sales tax, and it would take a two-thirds vote, but dedicated just to street maintenance, road maintenance, and being just a quarter percent versus half a cent, generate about $2.2 million in the city of Eureka. That, coupled with the increase in state funding, would put us in, I think, a very good position.
You can listen to Eureka City Manager Greg Sparks' talk shop by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.